Autobots, transform.
Well, hey, and welcome back to the Transformers Nitpickers podcast show. I'm Paul.
I'm Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers Roasters. I'm John.
Yeah, you had that chicken thing, didn't I? I forgot about that.
Yeah. I wish I was Kenny Rogers before the plastic surgery. I wish I was Kenny Rogers.
You had a sweet beard, yeah. But today it has nothing to do with beards. It is season two, episode 31. It's The Gambler.
And last episode, we just had this really stupid retcon with Omega Supreme and the Constructicons. Let's forget about it. Talk about this week. Optimus, Perceptor, Smokescreen, Inferno, and Bumblebee are on a rocket when the engines just short out.
Yeah, it just runs out of gas.
Like, where are they going?
Doesn't matter.
Why are they going there?
Who cares?
Oh, man. I'll tell you one thing, though. If you're a fan of John Stevenson, who is the voice actor that does Thundercracker, Wind, Jar Jar, and Huffer, this is going to be your episode because he voices, like, at least half of the lines in this show. It's like he's the only guy that showed up for work or something.
They had this episode waiting in case everybody else got sick. Their rocket ship gets picked up by a bigger spaceship.
The Empire Star Destroyer catches them, and they're going to get the plans to the Death Star back. Yeah.
And there's this kind of weird bit where there's armed guards. They get out of their spaceship. They just walk into a lab. Nobody says anything to anybody
else. There's no dialogue.
Nothing. They get into this lab. They go, we're in some kind of lab. And then they get trapped in these glass tubes. And a guy named Bosch comes up. He's the captain of the ship. And he's like, he basically says, I stopped your powers and stole your weapons and turned you into slaves. With the exception.
And he has exactly Wind Charger's voice.
Oh, sorry, yeah,
with the exception.
Yeah. Oh, with the exception of Smokescreen.
Yeah, the thing he's in just doesn't work for some reason. Like, oh, I've been meaning to get that damn thing fixed.
And Smokescreen goes to jump out. He gets frozen. And then there's... this was just, like, shoving the plot down our throat.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous. The guy just has a slot machine in the lab. Because why not, right? I mean...
Goes to pull he pulls the arm and loses. And he goes, oh, I even programmed this thing to let me cheat. Why wouldn't it let me cheat? And then, so Smokescreen's like, hey, let me give a try. And he walks up and pulls some little connector
little
USB thing out of his sleeve.
Thing,
hooks it onto the slot machine, pulls it, and wins. And Bosch is like, oh, sweet, with you, I could win a lot of money. But slot machines
genius.
Are random. They're games of chance.
Exactly. There's no skill to a slot machine any more than there's like a skill to bingo. Oh, you good at bingo? Yeah. Oh, I see.
This would have made sense if Smokescreen had have showed him plugging it into the machine, but he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So,
makes you wonder, does he even know that Smokescreen kind of cheated to do that, right?
Like, yeah. Anyway, he's going to take him to a place called Monicus, which is totally not Monaco, which is a gambling asteroid. We love our asteroids these last couple episodes.
I love where he shrinks the Autobots down to put them in this case, and he says he'll restore them to their normal height later. It's like
they're still like 4 inches wide.
There's not three H's in that word, son. There's only two. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Height.
So Smokescreen, he's going to help Bosch as long as Bosch frees his friends. In the end, they fly to Monicus, and upon arrival, they learn that Lord Gaikini.
But the first guy they want to go see is Asimov. So that's kind of a nice touch.
Yeah, I caught that.
That guy's
a nice
I don't need any more robots. And then there's this Lord Gaikini is like their last hope, and he's in a part of town called Sheol. Now, Sheol is an ancient Hebrew word for hell.
Is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know. A lot of people know that, but yeah.
There were a couple little interesting references, the Asimov and whatnot with the names, and Monicus is Monaco. But So Bosch and Smokescreen, they go to Guy Kinney's. It's called the Pit of Destruction. It's a gladiator arena. And there's this contest where contestants bet 10 chips that they can, it's 10 against 10 to 1 odds that they can beat what's called an animalian, which is really just... It looks like that wolf mutant from Ninja Turtles 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Racer and Toka.
Good fucking deep pull. Nicely done.
Yeah. Racer was the
wolf thing,
bear, whatever he was. Yeah.
So Gaikini, they meet with Gaikini, and he offers...
of course, he's this gigantic fat frog thing.
Giant, big, ugly lips and yellow eyes. He's just this creepy, big, like... robes all around him.
His little hanger on, actually, this little lizard guy, I think it's Lizardo was actually its name. Like, oh,
Slizardo. Gee.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay. That thing actually has like some kind of an alien language that they have to translate for smokescreen.
Yeah, that's the first time this has really happened. Yeah. Anyway, so Gaikini, who's basically like a grouper, I think that's a fish, the grouper fish. He basically looks like one of those. And he offers them 50 chips if they loan him the Autobots.
Well, I thought they were just basically pawning the Autobots to get the 50 chips because he's holding them for 500% interest. So they have to get 250 interest. And they only get an hour to do it. It's like, man.
An hour to do it. And then Gaikini's like, and if you don't bring them back in an hour, I own the Autobots. Dude, that's not how it works. That means then they have another hour and there's another 500% interest on that. This is... For like a mob boss, he does not really understand trading
this at
works.
All. No, he does not. But he tells Lizard Boy to get the Autobots ready for the fights because he figures, yeah, these two are screwed. I get some new Autobots.
So we go to Smokescreen and Bosch on the casino floor, and they're Smokescreen's killing it because he knows how to cheat.
Yeah, because he's cheating his alligator balls off. Yeah. That's a shout out to a friend of ours. Use that expression.
And the he's kicking ass and at this slot machine, and Bosch is the one saying, "Hey man, maybe like we have enough. Let's go."
Yeah, we got it. Let's.
And out of nowhere, Smokescreen's like, "No man, I can do it. I'm gonna bet it all." And there's this character in a robe who I guess is that Slizardo? Or it's like we see this person in a robe a couple times.
It looks like a Jawa from Star Wars.
Yeah. And they never really reveal themselves. Yeah. Anyway, they go by, and just before Smokescreen pulls the plug, pulls the lever, they pull the plug, and he loses it all. Blah, blah. Boom, commercial break.
So the frog thing, or whatever his name is, they're back at Gaikini's little office or whatever it is, and he's like, the Autobots are mine now. And I don't know what they did with the animation here. Maybe they were supposed to go down an elevator or something, but it looks like they get sucked into the floor cracks.
There should have been a lowering platform, but the platform doesn't lower. They just disappear between the cracks of the bricks.
And then, like, Smokescreen really gets in this guy's face. Like, dude, where do you get off freaking out at the froggy face here? Like, you made a deal and you lost. And, like, you are the one that just got cheating in a casino in the worst part of town. All right? Like, you're lucky you still have your fingers.
Really?
Like,
and you could have won. You had it all and you blew it. You have a problem. But what Gaikini does give them is two free tickets to the Animaliens versus the Autobots
fight. Go watch your friends get killed.
Yeah, like, which they do. Anyway, just after this happens, Astro Train conveniently lands outside of Monica's.
Dirge has to pee, so, you know, we're just going to stop.
I got to pee.
Ramjet, you go too. I'm not making any more stops.
Dirge, you peed on Titan. You don't have to pee again. Yeah. You can wait until Earth.
And but all of a sudden, there's this new Autobot. And, like, holy shit, this guy is familiar. Like, he looked really familiar to me. I'm like, it's not Cub. It has Cub's voice, but it's not Cub. But we don't meet him for quite a while. And he kind of looks a bit like Springer, but he's the wrong color. Like, I don't know who the hell
he
is.
He's definitely got that. Like, there's a clear distinction in body shapes and just styles, like, between it now and into the third season, definitely the movie.
Yeah, but man, he looked familiar.
But he's got, like, all the curves and whatnot that you see on, I just totally forgot. Who does Megatron become in the movie?
Galvatron.
He's got that kind of look that Galvatron and Cup and Rodimus Prime have and all shit.
And hard angles.
Anyway, Bosch and Smokescreen, we go to a bar, and they're drinking, I guess, getting drunk. Drinking their wetting their sorrows, but drowning their
they
sorrows.
They both admit they have gambling problems.
Yeah, it's really. Like, okay. Yeah, they both do. Yeah, admitting it's Smokescreen's like, I should have known. And Bosch is like, hey, I've been there a lot.
Yeah, so
if I wasn't there a lot, do you think I'd be here? And they look over and they see this little scene happens where Slizardo's getting picked on by a couple thugs, and this mystery Autobot saves
whether
him.
It's robots or just aliens in armor, but
And this mystery Autobot saves him, and the Smokescreen introduces himself. He's like, hey, I'm a fellow Autobot. And this guy kind of acts like he hasn't seen an Autobot in forever.
Well, maybe it has been forever, but it's millions of years since they most of them left Cybertron. So
that's true. In fact, he introduces himself as DevCon, and he left Cybertron during the Great War millions of years ago. He's a bounty hunter.
Yeah, I love how like Lizard Lips comes over and just starts kissing his hand.
Hey, I'll tell you what we should do. No, kiss hands, Susan. Kiss my ass because I got a brand new Transformer. He's a brand new one. He's not even from Earth.
Yeah, spoiler alert. He's a one-off character. There's not going to be a toy.
So you guys don't need me, huh?
No.
Okay, well.
No toy this time.
I'm here. If you need me, I'm here. I got nothing else to do.
All right.
Okay.
Is he gone?
I think he's gone. Whoa.
Hope I didn't hurt his feelings.
He'll get over it. Yeah. So this new guy is a bounty hunter. And he has been searching conveniently for Astrotrain, Dirge, and Ramjet for millions of years.
Who just happened to land on this one planet. Mm-hmm.
And has been hunting them, like in his hunt for them, has never discovered Earth, where they've been for a whole season. So, and while they're talking and catching up and sharing history, Slizardo comes up and pledges his allegiance to DevCon, who smacks him away, which is kind of funny.
The Autobots are being, like, really moody lately, like, in the last few episodes. Like, even last time, like, it seemed they were all in a bad mood, except for Beachcomber, who was just at one with the universe, man.
This episode doesn't feel like a Transformers episode. It feels like somebody had an episode for something else. I don't know if it was He-Man or She-Ra or G.I. Joe or what.
Yeah.
But it could have been any show, and then they just wrote Smokescreen into it.
It's not even about Transformers. It's about
not at all
gambling problems and the trouble you can get into.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel like a Transformers episode on any level. So we go to Dirge and Ramjet, and they're actually confronting Gaikini. It turns out that Megatron, this whole thing is a racket to him, and Gaikini's been skimming energy off the top and not paying Megatron.
So maybe that's why they're here. Okay, so now it's not just a random pit stop.
Which would have made more sense if they said that when they landed. Mm. Anyway, but they find out about the Autobot Animalian fight, and they're like, well, let's go check that out.
Yeah, might as well watch it, and we're here, right?
And then Gaikini, we kind of see the whole the scam he's pulling. He injects the Autobots with some kind of thing, electronic thing that makes them fight really fiercely for a couple minutes.
They'll put on a good show, but ultimately they're going to lose. It's fixed.
And then he throws Optimus in the ring and releases an Animalian and commercial break.
Yeah. He hits this gigantic gong to start the round.
He does.
I mean, I guess he had to hit something, right?
He should have been hitting the bottle with the way this episode's going.
The thing beats Optimus. Bosch just like tells Smokescreen, be quiet, or something, whatever he says to him.
Oh, yeah. Smokescreen's going to try, and Bosch is like, dude, if you do that, everybody here, if you interfere, everybody here will kill us. So he sits there for a bit, and as Optimus starts doing really well, people start betting money on him. They're dropping down Energon chips, Gaikini is, doing the Mr. Burns thing with his
twirling
fingers.
Twirling his mustache. Yeah. if he had one.
And so the fight starts going, and Smokescreen finally says, I can't takes no more. And they leave, and Bosch says, I thought you were going to do something stupid. He says, I was.
Yeah, he does the only thing he's good at. He, smokes out the entire arena.
So guess what, Paul? It's time for another episode of Smokescreen Sucks, the podcast in a podcast.
What do we have to do now? Episode 5, isn't it?
Something like that. So let's talk about the fact that not only we've talked about how his power is horrifically specific, it is easily defeated by just shooting everything in the screen, and it doesn't work on most things. Now, it harms living things. Everybody in that arena has to run out coughing and hacking up their lungs.
Yeah, like, what the hell, man?
Fucking Smokescreen.
Like, these aren't robots. These are ostensibly things that have to breathe.
So, and in all this confusion, the patrons grab their money and flee. Like, they grab it from piles. I'm assuming they're grabbing theirs. Maybe they're grabbing other people's money. But they all run out.
Yeah, they're only taking back what they put in. Yep, they're very honest. Very honest. Yeah.
And these...
making change with each other. I put in a 10, but all I can find is a 20. You get a 10? Oh, thanks.
So they... We go to Dirge and Ramjet and... When all the people are running out, Dirge and Ramjet figure out, this is Smokescreen. This has got Smokescreen all over it.
Yeah, like they knew he was there and that he obviously wasn't tampered with, but they didn't do anything.
They make some comment about having turned their sensors off.
Well, they do something now,
Anyway, they fly out to find Smokescreen and find him pretty quick. One of them, I think Dirge, shoots him, knocks him on his butt.
Yeah, they take him out.
Yeah.
But then DEFCON comes in and saves them.
Yeah, he shoots both jets. They go down and run
and
away.
Dirge and Ramjet escape by walking away.
They
like,
do,
not
yeah.
running, not flying. They just walk away.
Yeah. From the bounty hunter who watched them walk yeah. away. This is why you've been chasing them for 4 million years, dude. You're bad at your job.
So, like, Smokescreen is driving, and DEFCON is, like, running. Why doesn't he just transform? Like, he's an Autobot, right? Like,
really? Yeah, we don't see him transform until the very end. This really does feel like they were trying to build him up for a toy, and nothing happened.
Mm.
Anyway, he teams up with them, and the bunch of them arrive to Astrotrain, who's being powered up, and Gaikini is getting the Autobots, the slave Autobots, to load up Energon onto the ship.
I don't get that. Like, why are they taking the Autobots with them? Why don't Astrotrain, Dirge, and Ramjet just fucking destroy them right here and now and have it done?
You could shoot Optimus in the head right now. It's done. But they're trying to load them up on Astrotrain when Bosch and Slizardo arrive, and Gaikini's like, "Hey, Slizardo, I thought you were on my team." And pretty much gives him the finger.
And even Slizardo was like, pulls the gun on his boss.
Yeah.
And there's this really weird shot here where, like, Lizard Lips and Bosch start walking towards Gaikini, but, like, Lizard Lips doesn't get any bigger, even though Bosch does. Like,
yeah.
It just looks like this weird kind of flash animation where it just kind of moves off to the side. Like, he doesn't get bigger as he gets closer to the camera.
Yeah, this is definitely, they definitely had the B team in on this episode. So Astrotrain's all powered up, and he transforms and gets ready to attack when Smokescreen saves the day with a cloud of smoke.
Actually, the way they're coughing in this one, the Decepticons are coughing.
Yeah, yeah, Decepticons cough, yeah.
It kind of sounds like Beavis and Butthead, like, oh. kind of thing. Like,
it's
oh
about that smart. So Bush and Lizard Lips, they hustle the Autobots out of the clouds. They've got their mouths covered. And the Decepticons flee because they're afraid of smoke.
And then we finally see what DEFCON transforms into. He turns into a spaceship.
Yeah.
And he invites Slizardo to come along to chase Astrotrain.
And, yeah.
Okay.
See, now this would have made a great spinoff. DEFCON and Lizard Lips.
Chasing Astrotrain.
Wow. they fly off, and they get Optimus, Inferno, Bumblebee, and Perceptor back to normal. And then Smokescreen's like, "Hey, don't worry about Bosch. He's a cool guy." But he says, "I don't have enough energy to get us home. We're going to need to go to the casino."
Okay, you have learned nothing. All right, Froggy Face or Lord Gaikini, whatever his name is, he is ripping them off big time. Like, 50 Energon chips for what is what he's offering. Like, what Bosch has there is the original 1984 pre-rub Optimus Prime with all of the parts. It's out of the box, and it's been transformed a few times, but go ahead and look up pre-rub Optimus Prime on eBay. I'll wait. Yeah, isn't that insane? It's worth a few $100 if you have all the parts. If it's mint in a sealed mint condition box, I've seen it over $1,000. Now go look up 1984 mint in sealed box pre-rub Megatron. Isn't that ridiculous? The amount people will pay for these things? But be careful, though. There's a lot of Chinese knockoffs on there, so if the price is too good to be true, it is. Anyway, the other Autobots aren't worth as much. But a pre-rub Bumblebee can go for almost $100. Inferno, Perceptor, and...
Well, Paul, when we finished speaking, we turned back to the window, crushed out his Energon, and he faded off to sleep. And somewhere out in the universe, the Transformer, he broke even. But in his final words, this episode didn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, there were no aces to keep anywhere. Nobody learned
no
a fucking thing.
No aces in this episode. Couple jokers and then like a pair of deuces.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to a couple deuces on Twitter, you can find me at John Sobey. You can find Paul at PMcPherson1.
Make sure you rate and review us on your podcast app and tell all your joker friends.
And next week it's...
Clemzy! Yeah, it's, oh God.
It's silly.
It's something.
All right, well, I'll see you in the next episode, Paul.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
DEFCON and Lizard Lips.
Chasing Astrotrain.
Wow.